Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Here in America, we are not having as many babies as we used to. Over the last 5 years, we've seen a drop in birth rates. And now, according to the CDC, rates are the lowest they've been in 35 years. Now experts are beginning to track how this global pandemic will impact the future of childbearing, affecting the makeup of generations to come. Christine Wieland is a professor of consumer science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and joins us now with more. Professor, welcome.
Thanks so much for having me.
So what are some of the reasons we're seeing birth rates in the United States so low?
First of all, birth rates have been falling consistently for the last several years. And we see it because people are getting married later. Women are pursuing their careers. And we are feeling the economic pressures of trying to wait until couples feel that they have enough money to have a child. Children are costly. And so there's that dual income earner trap.
What was happening 35 years ago? I'm curious as to why it was low then and now it's the lowest we've seen since then.
So there have been baby booms and baby busts throughout history. I mean, we can go back even further. We can look at the Great Depression. There was a baby bust at that point because the economic situation was so grim. Then you had a post-World War II baby boom, the baby boomer generation, as we call them. And then on and on, we've had some big and small birth cohorts over the years that have tracked economics and the sort of the global situation at hand. People tend not to choose to have children in times of uncertainty, whether it be around money or health. We have also seen a consistent lowering of the pregnancy rate among teens and younger folks as well. So that has contributed to a lower birth rate too.
Women in their 40s, though, are actually having more babies. Why is that?
In vitro fertilization and other assisted reproductive technologies have gotten so much better in the last decade or so, and that's allowing women to extend their reproductive years. So we are seeing women in their late 30s, early 40s, and even into their mid-40s having children with some extra medical help.
Mm-hmm. And it's important to make the distinction, though, that these women over 40 are of a certain class, as medical procedures are really very expensive.
Absolutely. These in vitro procedures can run $15,000 or more, and that's assuming you're using all of your own gametes. And and so many people, as they're getting older, are using donor gametes, which makes things even more costly.
You know, we're 6 months into this global pandemic, but how do you think it will impact birth rates in the future, both here in the United States and really globally?
So here in the United States, the early indications are that the birth rate is going down even further. So we're seeing fewer women than normal pregnant right now, which makes sense. Infection, the concern about trouble in pregnancy, and also, again, the economic concern leads people to be more cautious. At the same time, though, we are seeing an increase in birth rates and pregnancies in some developing nations as access to contraception becomes more difficult to come by. So it's really a mixed bag on a global scale. But in the United States, I think our birth rate is going to drop even lower because of this pandemic.
What will this mean for the economy and the workforce?
When we have smaller generations and bigger generations, you know, this causes all sorts of challenges in terms of Social Security and retirement benefits and you know, government benefits, who's going to be paying for who. However, there are some benefits in the short term to being in a smaller generation. It's easier to get into college. There's less competition for particular jobs. There could be a little bit of both with that. And as we come out of the pandemic, as we hopefully get into more secure economic times, we may see a baby boom similar to the 1950s post-World War II baby boom as we have a desperate attempt to return to a sense of normalcy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm thinking about how this will change family structures and dynamics. I imagine that generation will have to care for their parents at a much earlier age.
Absolutely. Right now, we talk about the sandwich generation, where you're caring for young children and for elderly parents. But you know, in the future, we may have a generation that is having children so much later themselves, in part because they are caring for their aging parents, and that mm-hmm. delays their childbearing years even further as they make the decision that they really can't or don't want to handle both.
So with all of this in mind, should we be alarmed by these numbers? How should we be processing this in the context of the moment?
I think the main thing to know is that on a national scale, on a global scale, all of this does go in cycles. So don't write off the family quite yet. There will be another baby boom. The challenge is, depending on women's age and people's economic conditions, it will affect certain families right now very directly. So you can take the large view, but know that for many people, this is a topic that's really hitting close to home.
Christine Whelan is a professor in the Department of Consumer Science at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you.